Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Arts Council of Greater Lansing has a new executive director. Debbie McCullough has replaced the departed Leslie Donaldson. Donaldson left Lansing a few months ago to become director of the Interlochen College of Creative Arts. She left big shoes to fill, and we welcome Debbie McCullough to Current State to tell us about her plans for promoting the arts in the Lansing area. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Let's learn a little bit about you, Debbie. You earned your bachelor's degree from Michigan State, the Department of Theater.
I did.
And your career includes 9 years as executive director of the Michigan Association of Community Arts Agencies, formerly of Old Town Lansing, by the way. Just like the Arts Council. What happened to the Michigan Association of Community Arts Agencies, and what have you been doing since then?
Well, we, the Michigan Association of Community Arts Agencies was very similar to the Arts Council, but we were a statewide organization. And I think that the economics of funding decreases within the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs started us on a conversation to look at our organization and a very similar organization called ArtServe Michigan. And after 9 years of producing programs, capacity building programs for arts and cultural organizational professionals, we decided that a merger of the two organizations would be very appropriate during kind of the downturn of arts funding. Mm-hmm. I ended up being kind of the architect from MACA standpoint to pull the two organizations together, and spent about a year after the merger with that organization, and then was invited to work in my hometown. And so I decided that was probably a good move for me, 5 blocks from home. And I was the director of the Howell Area Parks and Recreation Authority for the last about 5 years. So I'm back in Lansing and feeling good and back in the arts.
You're replacing Leslie Donaldson. What does it mean to be replacing her, and what's on your agenda?
Well, you know, replacing Leslie and I have been friends for many, many years. Leslie was actually one of the board members for the Michigan Association of Community Arts Agencies, so we had a really dynamic relationship in that respect. And she does have very big shoes to fill. She laid a very strong foundation for the Arts Council, and that was at a time when the Arts Council was kind of moving from being a facility owner to more of a resource and a capacity building organization for the artists and the arts organizations. So a lot of the from the Center for the Arts, that money went into helping to build the strong foundation that we have right now. And we now have 6 or 7 programs that are investing in artists and arts and cultural organizations and the professionals that run those. And we grant out a significant amount of dollars to help build programming and to create works. So we have an individual artist grant and the Ingham County Hotel Motel Fund. We have the Sense of Place grants through the City of Lansing. We are the re-granting agency for the Capital Region with MCACA, which is the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Is dispensing that money to the best of your ability, is that job won, as far as you're concerned? And if it isn't, what is?
You know, that's one section of it. You know, our mission is to lead, advocate for, and advance arts and culture in the Capital Region. We are not a producer of art. We're not creating a festival, and we don't have a gallery, and we don't have shows going on. We're helping to build the capacity of arts and cultural organizations to build their foundation, so their fundraising, their marketing, their staffing, their HR structure, all of those things are part of our work. So our programs and services really are about how to get them 120 arts and cultural organizations and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of individual artists. How do we get them to be better organizations so that they can produce all of the wonderful art that, they brainstorm about?
We're talking with Debbie McCullough, who is the new leader of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Talk to us about the training opportunities offered by the Arts Council, because making a living as an artist has more to it. There's more to it than just the raw talent. There are the skills needed to survive in the marketplace.
It's about
you play a role there.
It's about business. It's about being a good business. Even if you're an individual artist, you have to be a good business person. So we have something called our SMARTS program. And SMARTS is about helping to create some workshops and some panel discussions so that our audience, our customers, our base of individuals that are a part of the organization can come and learn better skills. So we are about professional development, and part of Thursday, actually, is one of our sessions for the SMARTS program. It is called Meet the Press. And we are helping the organizations and individuals who are going to attend that session to give them tips and techniques from the experts, you, and from others, the media, to help build their skills in getting the word out about their own programs. And sometimes it has to come from individuals that have a better knowledge base, more expertise. And we're looking to kind of build that based on, you know, where we go with that.
Is it hard to get artists to think more like business people? I mean, there would seem to be a gap there that for at least some number of artists.
Sometimes.
I mean, they're artists because they're artists. And, you know, making that transition sometimes is challenging.
It's challenging because artists want to think, they think very creatively, and they want to do their art.
Of course.
And the other part of their work is the boring part, is the part that, you know, sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. You know, billing clients, getting the word out that you have a exhibit going on. Sometimes that's where I think where we can help, and we can, while we also fund individual artists for their creative work, we're also to help build their capacity to be a better business.
Does your background in theater play out in your new position?
Absolutely. You know, I somebody asked me, well, what have you done in theater? And I've done some work in community theater after I got this degree, but my work after I got my degree has gone to, I went up to Manistee, Michigan, and was the executive secretary for the Manistee Civic Players, and I got to direct a little bit, and I got to work behind the scenes. But really, that was the last place I really used the real theater skills that I learned, and started to look at. I looked at historic theaters because the Ramsdell Theater up in Manistee is a beautiful historic theater, and I loved that aspect. And then I started to look at. I'm really an arts administrator.
Mm-hmm.
I like producing and I like stage managing. So that took me kind of into the role of just leadership
in
arts and cultural organizations. And I like the whole concept of capacity building. So that kind of led to all of the work that I've been doing since then.
Last spring, the Lansing School District laid off more than 80 certified art, music, and physical education teachers in its elementary schools. The Arts Council is playing some kind of role here in the way forward for the Lansing School District. Can you talk to us about that?
A little bit, and again, I've just dipped my toes into the waters at this point.
Understood.
So three weeks in, but the Arts Council believes that there's a benefit of arts education, advocates for access for all students, and there's a role for the Arts Council. We are a facilitator and a convener of individuals that have an interest and expertise in arts education. So we're bringing this group of individuals that have a passion for arts education together to talk to us about how do we take what we considered back in March more of a crisis and something that we advocate for. How do we take that and make it an opportunity? Mm-hmm. And the opportunity is to make sure that everyone is sitting at the table. We're growing that table of individuals that care about this, parents, the school administration, the arts and cultural community around Lansing.
Is that a short-term goal, is getting as many people at the table as possible?
Everybody together, let's figure out what we can all do. What role do each of us play in helping to move this forward? And moving forward, what I mean by that is there are short-term goals. The short-term goals are convening this group and finding the process to get to the long-term goal of bringing back the certified art specialist within the Lansing School District. That's our end goal. It we understand the financial constraints and we're of the school district, but what we're looking for is our long-term goal. It might be 5 years down the road. It might be longer than that. But we're looking to make sure that we're focused in on getting certified art specialists back into the elementary schools.
Might you reconsider that long-term goal over the years? Could you reevaluate that? I mean, could the dollars just not be there to make that possible 5 years from now?
Yeah. I think everyone has to invest. And everybody has budget shortfalls. The Arts Council is just not, I mean, we're not working off of, a heck of a lot of money. And the school district obviously has financial shortfalls. And the arts and cultural organizations who are now, that the school district is now looking toward to kind of take on some of this, they don't have the kinds of resources either. The Arts Council's role is to facilitate then that conversation to where else can we look for dollars that will support the Capital Region and arts education within the Lansing School District?
Debbie McCullough is the new Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Thank you and good luck, Debbie.
Thank you so much.